I'm on the radio this morning for, what, 3 hours, which seems like a long time for me. But I'll tell you what, it's nothing compared to how long my next guest is going to be on the radio. Danny Andrews embarking on a massive challenge today. Morning, Danny.
Hello, John. How are you doing?
Morning. I'm okay. More to the point, how are you? You're going to be on the radio for 30 hours. I mean...
Yeah, so far I'm doing okay. I'm not sure how I'm going to be come 6 p.m. tonight, but that's only 6 hours in, so I've got my stock supplied. I've got my snacks. Got me energy sorted out.
So what are the snacks that you need to have to get you through a 30-hour broadcast? What are you taking with you?
Basically anything. I've got loads of crisps. I've got the sweets. I've got some healthy things in there as well.
Okay.
I've got some, like, go-ahead bars and stuff like that. But anything that had sugar in, I pretty much stuck in my trolley at Asda last night.
Oh, there you go. Bit of a last-minute shop, getting all those stuff together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, and this is something I've often thought about. Wouldn't it be good to do a mammoth broadcast challenge? I've seen others do it, but you've actually taken this one step further. You're actually doing it. So tell me, why are you doing it?
So, It's called the 30-hour broadcast, and the reason for the 30 is for four reasons. Well, five, kind of. I've turned 30 in September, so I wanted to do something big for that. And then I thought, right, well, let's try and make this an even bigger thing. So there's 30 costumes, 30 challenges, 30 hours for and 30 guests as well. Yeah. But the main reason why is... Sadly, my granddad, who I was incredibly close to, John Andrews, for those who are of the scouting community in Surrey may know of him. Mm-hmm. But he sadly passed away in April this year, and he suffered from Parkinson's. And it gradually got worse as the last few years went by. And I thought I needed to do something that I knew he would appreciate, but also knew that if he was here, he'd be wetting himself, laughing at going, what on earth are you doing? So I thought that's why I thought I needed to do something like this. So that's why I'm doing it.
Okay.
It's something really, really close to me as well.
Yeah, I mean, something like that, being really close to someone who passes away. I mean, you know, that a lot of us may have been through similar, particularly coming out of COVID and lockdown and everything. And it does kind of, I suppose, make you reassess your own life, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my outlook really, really changed this April, and it's completely put a new spin on life. Mm-hmm. And realizing that when it's someone you love that's a parent or a grandparent or anybody, but especially grandparents and parents that have brought you up, it's a sudden realization that they're actually not superhuman and that they're not going to be there forever, even though as a child that's what you think. Mm-hmm. So, you know, going through that as an adult, I've been so lucky to have him around for so long parts of my life. But when this happens, it really puts a new spin on how you see life, because it feels like a part is missing.
Yeah.
So you completely change the way you are.
And particularly sort of at that same time, hitting a milestone birthday, hitting a big 30 as well. So it's kind of that point in life when you think, right, okay, what are we going to do with our life?
And exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me a bit more about your granddad John. I mean, you mentioned he was in the scouting community. Tell me about him, what he was like as a person.
He was incredible, really. He was such a gracious man, such a gentleman. It was testament at his funeral. I was incredibly honoured and proud to do the eulogy for Grandad at his funeral. And the turnout just at the funeral, people from, you know, there were people there that were all from the scouting community. He was a policeman. There was people there from, and he retired from the police maybe 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And there were also people there that were scouts with Grandad when he was 10. So it's testament that, you know, for over 60, 70, you know, up to 74 years, mm-hmm. that everywhere Grandad went, he lit the room.
Yeah.
And he had a massive personality. And, you know, he was a big flirt as well, which probably helps, to be honest. So, you know, he just lit up the room, and there was never a bad word ever said about him, and he never had a bad word to say about anybody. And you could always go to him for advice, for whatever it might be, but there was always that twinkle, there was always that spark and smile. And it's such a, and I guess it's, you know, it might be a cliche thing to say, but such a big flame has, you know, was blown out this year. And it's still a big loss, and, you know, I'm still getting used to it, and it's tricky, but he was such a, as I say, he was such a kind and funny man that, you know, it's not something you can replace.
No.
I try and live my life vicariously through him, but you're never, ever going to replace someone like him.
No, and I think, you know, you can carry on living your life as a legacy to your granddad, and I think, you know, he's going to be looking down on you, and he's going to, I mean, what do you think he'll say if he saw what you're doing with this podcast?
He'll probably say to me, if he knew I was doing this, he'd probably be looking at me going, "You're an absolute muppet." But good on you.
Wow.
You know, he knows how much I love doing radio and talking to people, being that social presenter and all of that kind of stuff. He was there when I did my first ever thing. And I'd say what one other thing he would probably say is, so the first time I ever went on stage, I was 6 years old, and it was I was doing a nativity play, as you always do when you're 6 years old.
Okay.
And I got onto the stage, and I saw my mum and my granddad, and I cried. And sorry if you're having your breakfast, but I weed myself on stage.
What role were you playing? What was the production?
I can't remember. Oh, I can't remember, but I was maybe like a star or something, you know.
Oh dear.
And that was the first ever time I was on stage, and, you know, I've done Surrey Scout about for many years, and, you know, done lots of radio around the county.
Yeah.
And every single time Grandad used to ask me about radio or what I was presenting next, or it was like, "Oh, do you remember when you wet yourself on stage?" Like,
yes, brings back those embarrassing memories, yes.
Thank you for reminding me 25 years ago.
So it is next Friday, I believe, World Radio Day. So, you know, community radio, we're doing here at Radio Woking and Surrey Hills Radio and all the other radio stations. You know, vitally important, isn't it, for local communities to come together through radio?
Incredibly. Yeah, incredibly important. It's so, you know, and there's nothing against big commercial radio stations at all, but I think having a local community radio station is so, so important, because it brings people together like nothing else, you know, and like there is in Radio Woking, like there is Surrey Hills Community Radio, which is in Leatherhead. It just brings a community together, and it allows so many different people. I mean, you look, I assume it's the same at Radio Woking, but certainly, well, you know, I can talk for Surrey Hills Community Radio, is that there are so many different types of people from different types of backgrounds, from different walks of life, and everyone has their own style. And that's what I love about community radio, is that everyone has their own style, and they can keep their own style.
Yeah, and they're not sort of told what to do. There's no place. You kind of get free rein. You can be creative, and that really comes across, I think.
Absolutely. Being creative, and, you know, like I heard just before I came on air just now about you singing in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
What else was that about?
Yeah, but basically, I just recorded me singing in the shower, and people are now trying to work out what on earth I'm singing. And my singing's not that great. I don't think my album will be out anytime soon.
The shower album.
Yeah, exactly. Love a shower singer. I think we're all shower singers, aren't we? But in terms of your challenge then, raising money for Parkinson's UK and also for Surrey Hills Community Radio, supporting them through this, 30 hours, 30 challenges, 30 guests. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. What do you think would be the hardest kind of time to get through? I mean, I'm imagining, what, sort of 4 or 5 in the morning, that kind of bit just before dawn, possibly?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's 30 hours, 30 challenges, 30 guests, and there's also 30 costumes.
Yes.
Yes, I'll be changing every hour as well. So, but yeah, I think I've got a guest every hour, pretty much until 1 p.m. or 1 a.m. tomorrow morning, and then I think I'll kind of be okay because I'll still be running on adrenaline for a couple of hours, and then I think between 3 o'clock and 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, that's going to be the tricky bit. And then I've got guests from 7 a.m. tomorrow, all the way until the end. So all day tomorrow. So it's good. That's going to keep me awake and talking to lots of, lots of different types of people from various walks of life. But that 3 o'clock till 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, that's going to be the tricky one, especially because it's funny, right? Because it's one thing I'm being on radio, because radio, you kind of hide your face a little bit. But we're broadcasting on YouTube as well, so we're streaming completely.
No hiding then. No falling asleep in the corner.
There's absolutely no hiding at all, So you can see the silly costumes that I'm going to be wearing.
I'm looking forward to this.
As well, but yeah, so there is absolutely... So if I've got matchsticks in my eyes and my face is really up against the camera at 4:30 tomorrow morning, you know why.
So it's going to be on Surrey Hills Community Radio from 12 noon today, in just a few hours, through till 6 o'clock tomorrow, also on YouTube, as you mentioned. So, I mean, how do we support you in this? How do we donate to you?
Yeah, so I guess the best way, you can go to my Instagram and all of my links are on there, including how to listen, how to watch. You can text the studio, you can, and then you can donate. But the actual website to donate is justgiving.com/crowdfunding/Danny's 30-hour broadcast. justgiving.com/crowdfunding/Danny's 30-hour broadcast.
Brilliant. Danny,
if you want to head over to Instagram, go on.
Yeah, I was saying, it's been really, really good to talk to you. And it's been really, really interesting to hear about sort of the reasons why you're doing this. And I just want to wish you the best of luck, because it's one of those, I guess, that you planned and it's something that's on the horizon. But now here you are, just a few hours. How are you feeling right at this moment?
Terrified, John. Absolutely terrified.
You'll be fine. It'll be brilliant. Everyone's behind you. There's a lot of support behind this as well. So
Yeah, there is. And I really appreciate the support. It's absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. It doesn't matter what I raise. My target is $2,000, but I would love to absolutely smash that target. So
I'm sure you will.
Head over to Instagram. It's @_DannyGraham, all the links are there.
Brilliant. Best of luck. I'm going to pop down later and see you. So, we'll see how you're getting on later in a few hours in. Starting at 12 o'clock until 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Have a good one. And, good luck with him.
Cheers, John. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. There we go. Danny Andrews is doing a 30-hour broadcast starting at 12 o'clock today, 12 noon, on Surrey Hills Community Radio. So you can follow that on YouTube and also on the radio as well. Amazing challenge and amazing reasons why Danny's doing it as well. So do support that. It's 18 minutes past 9 now.
This is Radio Woking. Available online at radiowoking.co.uk.